Item number three, Org Unit 1011, County Executive General Office, page 59.
Morning, Mr. Chair.
Good morning.
Supervisors, as you've seen, the budget for our office is essentially flat from 2013, with the exception of the addition of security costs. I've talked to a number of supervisors about some of the specifics on the why. Happy to talk about it more, but the general gist of it is when I was elected initially, and knew that there had been in the past some county executives had taken, some hadn't. I wasn't interested in doing it or Carr, any of that. But over the last few years, working with a lot of our other public officials who lead other parts of the criminal justice system, have gotten a lot of cajoling and had some incidents that caused me to reevaluate that. I've talked about that to some of you. I can assure you it's nothing. I think you probably all agree. If there's, in the 3 years I've been in here, I haven't, I don't think, been made decisions that could be accused of wantonly spending. I like to cut spending. I like to, you know, increase our responsibility, lower our debt and our deficit, and this is not something I would do for any other reason. I understand the question. It's a reasonable question. But again, so in summary, it's 8 staff members aside from myself, and it's $1.74
million. Supervisor Romero.
Thank you. Good morning, County Executive, and I apologize because I wasn't one of the supervisors that have had that security detail conversation with you. And so I just had a question regarding the price tag, the $400,000. Mm-hmm. Can you explain kind of what that all includes and where that figure came from?
Sure. The figure came from looking at some of the other offices around town that do it. Having a number that would be able to encompass, in this case, the level that the city's got. That said, to be very clear, I am not going to be in a hurry to spend that. If I can do it for a lot less, I will. I don't generally like the idea of having people walking around with earpieces. Kind of hard to be informal.
Thank you. I did ask Inspector Schmidt at the sheriff's office how much the budget would be if the sheriff provided those services, and he did tell me that it would be $80,000 a year. And so just so that you're aware, that's the $400,000 is 5 times that amount. And again, and I didn't get into a great deal of detail. I'm not sure if you're asking for someone to be with you 24 hours a day or just when you're in the office or, you know, or when you leave the office. So I wasn't really sure, and so I just asked in general, and that was the figure that was given to me for previous county executives that did use security. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that number comes from, my understanding is Ament at some point had a deputy who was with him. Regardless, the number that we have, again, is based off essentially what the mayor has. And, you know, I'm not an expert on you know, personal security and how that works, but it's something that they and others that we've talked to have looked into. And again, you know, I mean, as little as I could, you know, get away with, I will. I mean, if it could be that number, great.
Thank you. Just for the record, I did do a little history on that. And the last county executive that had security was before we even had security at the courthouse. And so there used to be a deputy that was assigned to sit in the county executive's office and walk him to, you know, in and out of the building when he would get up, and then obviously would provide security for people who were coming into his office because we didn't have X-ray equipment and all of that. And so those figures may be a little dated, but I do believe that's the cost for one salary for one sheriff's deputy who would provide your security.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you, County Executive, for coming down and speaking to us. I think we all appreciate that. I, too, have questions about the security. I actually had one time that I criticized the sheriff this year and received threats. The sheriff tends to communicate on Facebook, and should anyone pay attention to those communications, we'll see some very outrageous comments from time to time. I'm not suggesting the sheriff is responsible for people in the community that just choose to make outrageous comments, but one has to question whether a professional in that position should be doing his communications on Facebook rather than using official channels. So in some ways, I perhaps understand the issue of seeking private security services. My concern is I know deputies on the front lines in the sheriff's department are hardworking professionals. I think you'd probably agree with me on that.
100%.
And I guess my question goes to the issue of, is your concern with regard to your ability to use those sheriff deputies at your office's convenience, not the convenience of the sheriff? Are you concerned about the cooperation from this sheriff with regard to your need for security? Could you please address that?
Sure. Mr. Chair, Madam Supervisor. No, it's a good question. To be clear, it wasn't so much ruling out working with the Sheriff's Department. It's just we would explore all options. You know, I can tell you this, that what I'd like functionally to get to is, you know, however, whatever the format is, the people are clear on one mission, and it's, you know, working for, and then they're not conflicted. But, you know, the outcome is what matters. And to your earlier point about, I think, you know, I've heard from some other supervisors that they also have occasionally, you know, you get, it's one thing to get a complaining letter, it's another one to get something that's, you know, a little more concerning and the kind we forward to our friends in the DA's office. And I don't see any reason why with this, you know, assuming it got through the budget, this function, I mean, whoever it is, however it works, couldn't also address issues like that. I think it's important that we do.
Yeah, and I would just like to state to the public, it is out of bounds for you to call any elected official and talk about that official's family or residence. That is off limits, and unfortunately, folks do that. So I'm sympathetic to your request on security. I think you're wise to use security when you're especially doing out-of-courthouse events. But I would ask that you consider using sheriff deputies and perhaps getting an agreement from the sheriff that they will be at your convenience, not his. That's a question I'm going to ask. So thank you for coming. I will very carefully look at your request on this.
Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, County Executive.
Morning.
So would you accept sheriff security?
I would accept anything that functionally delivered security that was reporting to that office and wasn't conflicted with, you know, I just to back up a second, I want to state for the record, I fully agree with Supervisor Jurczyk. They're phenomenal people who work in the Sheriff's Department. You know, the way we were thinking about it is, as I look at most functions, we would look at all options and just, you know, whatever we can get most value, most effectiveness. But that said, a number of you have made that observation about ideally it would be great if it was deputies. And I would absolutely, you know, will look into that, want to see if we can make that work.
Okay.
Along the ways, lines of what Supervisor Jurczyk suggested with that kind of clarity.
Okay. And you said, you know, when you first got elected in the past, you didn't feel the need for security.
Correct.
So I didn't know if I really heard what piqued your interest in desiring security now. Have you received any threats? Are you at risk or anything?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Stamper, a couple of things. First, working with regularly at the Community Justice Council, I spend a lot of time with our other electeds in the criminal justice system, and I have heard from many of them for years, hey, you know, the world's changing, things are different, and even then, it wasn't something, an idea that I thought was a particularly important thing. I had gotten letters and communications and an incident or two that were, I'll be happy to talk to you about it offline. I'd appreciate being able to talk about it offline if that's all right. But put it this way, you know, nothing has changed from the fact that I'm not in a hurry to spend any taxpayer money lightly. It's not something I take seriously. This isn't something I sought out where I always liked the idea. You know, I don't like the idea of being followed around by people who make sort of informal and you know, relaxed interaction a little less easy. But I'd be happy to talk to you about it. But I'll just say yes. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
I had a question. You said your expenditures were flat, and that's true. I haven't had a chance to fully review the recommendations that Human Resources made to the Finance Committee this month, but I believe that there are two raises for people in your office, and I haven't had a chance to review it. Don't know what they are. Can you or someone speak to that?
Yeah, we'll go with someone, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I'm happy to speak to that. Yeah.
Please identify yourself.
I'm Amber Marine. I'm the County Executive's Chief of Staff. There are two raises in that report. One is for our Community Relations Director, and the other is for the County Executive's Executive Assistant. And they're both based on the outcome of the compensation analysis done by the Human Resources Department.
And what are the percentages of those raises?
They're very small. I can send you that particularly. I believe they're on the order of 5%, but I can clarify that for you later.
I think most of our employees would accept a 5% raise and not say it's very small. But
well, I didn't say that these employees said that it was very small. But also, just to be clear, the county executives department did absorb those raises within a flat budget.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming down again, too. These are always difficult things to talk about because, you know, I want to be fair to everybody, but I guess in being fair to everybody, and this has been my mantra for the last couple of years, is that everybody should share the pain together. And, you know, the county board is significantly cut, and that's because of Act 14, which you sponsored. I think we get a chance to talk about, you know, your staff and your raises because, I guess we asked the questions, but you're a little bit more transparent. We came with the fiscal analysis. And, you know, there are many people who deserve raises. And this is the problem I always have is that, okay, we knock out in budgets, we knock out step increases, but then we're going to get a report, and what you can do is just reclassify. I mean, and I have no problem. I mean, I like to see everybody get the raises to what they deserve. And I know your department works very hard. I know fiscal works very hard. I know a lot of people who work very hard, too, and our staff and our research people, but they don't get those kind of raises. And it's always a game. I mean, you know, you see the individuals work hard in your office. You see the hours they put in. You say, and in your mind, I'm sure you can justify, and we probably would, too, if we'd be in your position, say, yeah, they deserve a raise. You know, they should pick up that money. But again, it's so hard when we're asked to look at the overall budget and then, you know, make exceptions to exceptional people. That's what makes it very difficult. So I hope you don't take those questions personally when we say, well, you know, 5% does mean something.
Absolutely.
And, but, you know, there were times there were 20%, and we had some problems in the beginning, you know, reclassification, who was in what spot and who was in the department. So we can't touch those. So. And, you know, and you know, you talk about fairness. We're interested in fairness, too. I think everybody's going to have to spread the pain. And there's no way we're paying $400,000 for security. I'm sorry that I wish that on no one. I don't know if your family's involved. I'm very sorry if that's the situation. Do you deserve some security? Yes. Yes, you're the county executive. You should have some security. But again, you know, if this isn't a personal thing, you know, we're trying to keep things not personal, then you should be using our people. You should be using the deputy that we can provide for you. And if you need, I'm sorry, very unfortunately, 24-hour protection, then I think you have the wherewithal to do that for yourself, during non-business hours. So, I hope we can come to an understanding. on this. We want to give you some security. We like to see your, you know, your people get raises like we like to see everybody get raises. And that's the dilemma we always have. I mean, how do we do fairness here? And if you're not going to do step increases, then we got to be very careful about reclassifications. We have to find those things out. Unless we ask very probing questions, I mean, I don't know how we can understand in every department who's getting what. We just don't get all the information, and it goes on if whether we know it or not. So, I mean, you know, we're losing power all the time anyway. But the people come in front of us should be able to candidly tell us, you know, where these raises are coming from, and you are. So I'm not trying to make any kind of arguments here or disparage or say you don't deserve this, your staff doesn't deserve that. Of course you do. But I guess you talk this game all the time. It's not a game. It's important about being fiscally responsible and watching on our taxpayers. And I think you have to do it in your own office and with your people then, too. So that's the comments I have. Thank you.
Could you just give me those two positions again that got the raises? I just want to write those down so I have.
Absolutely, Chair, Supervisors. It's the Director of Community Relations, and the other one is the County Executive's Executive Assistant. And
are
if
both filled at this point?
They are both filled, yes. Mm-hmm. And if I may, I prefer to not speak about these in detail, and I believe HR was submitting them for the October cycle in interest of transparency, but just to be very clear, neither of those raises were as big as the HR department recommended. They recommended far larger raises than we gave them. And there were other positions that they recommended raises for that we did not give raises to those positions because we don't have the budgetary space and we were trying to be fiscally responsible. So we were by far on the low side of the recommendations we got, and we took those actions very seriously.
Right, and I understand that these discussions can be difficult, but as Supervisor Schmidt said, unless we ask probing questions, we aren't getting much information.
Right.
So it seems like we're prying into someone's personal business as to what they're getting paid and what their benefits are, but this narrative tells us nothing, and then all of a sudden we'll read that, oh, well, somebody in the county exec staff got this raise or that raise, and not to pick on you, but you happen to be at the table at the moment, so or in other departments, and, you know, we don't know about it. So we have to ask these questions, as difficult as they can be sometimes. Uh-huh. So I know Supervisor Haas had a question. Do you have something on this matter?
Yes,
Supervisor Johnson, on this matter?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Marine, you're indicating that in the October cycle that there will be a request to give the two raises as opposed to January 1st as the, I'm thinking that given that we are in the budgetary process, that you're telling us that this is now as opposed to January or the first
correct,
cycle
yes.
of 2014?
Excuse me. Go ahead. Chair, Supervisors. Yes, this is a current year action, as has been the case for many of the compensation analysis outcomes. For example, when Dr. Anthony was at the table before, the changes that were made for CBDP when Mr. Solaire was in charge of that was also a current year action. This is similar, and I believe that HR is submitting a report on that for October, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Haas?
Well, thank you, Ms. Chairman. My colleague from the South Shore has spoken with a greater amount than her usual diplomacy that has expressed my interest in this item very well. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Wow. Supervisor Lipscomb and Bowen and Stanford.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Following up on Supervisor Schmidt's comments a little bit, even taking out the 31% increase this year, which is the security piece, since taking office, your budget expenditure on a percentage basis has grown substantially, I believe, on the order of almost 30%. So this has been sort of a perennial issue that we've been confronting. Now, that stands in stark contrast to how you view the legislative branch and the efforts you've made there. I wonder how you explain the fact that your office and the staff inside your office have been largely exempt from mm-hmm. the pressure you put on the rest of staff within the county, in that, as in this budget, we see these reclasses, these raises. We've seen that in the past, several raises for staff under your control. that largely offset the net compensation decrease that you've been putting on the rest of staff within the county in terms of all of your recommendations of increased health care expenditures and no step increases, all these other things where, you know, you tout the 2% raise, but you neglect to explain it fully and say everyone's pretty much across the board there's net pay decrease for county employees, even with the proposed 2% raise. How do you explain that that trend inside your office? Those closest to you seem to be exempt from the overall policy that you've exerted on the rest of the county.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a good question, actually. The three audits that the board has commissioned that I'm aware of over the last 10 years that looked at the relative compensation of the county board, their staff, and the county executive's office, among other things, all of them showed that the county executive's office, the staff budget relative to analogous counties, was significantly less than its peers. And in fact, as you probably know, under AMED, I think the county exec staff was at 1.19, something like that. I'm not interested in that. The 3 years I've been here, I've always given, when the county board requests us come in for the staff budget, and when it's an increase has been asked, which I think in both cases was the case, every dime of what was asked, as was mentioned before, this year, when there wasn't a budget request, a specific budget request submitted, we put in what I said was a placeholder, and as I think the chairwoman alluded, I mentioned to the chairwoman, we're only putting in a place for her because we didn't get a request. But
sorry,
to be clear,
I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but you seem to be talking about the county board budget. I'm asking about your office in particular. Obviously, there's some context.
You asked how I reconcile the difference. I was saying your studies over the last 10 years, county board studies, have looked at what's an appropriate best practices staffing for county executive offices. All three of those have shown board studies that our office is actually a little bit, not even a little bit, a lot less staffed, both than it was here years ago and then peer organizations around the country. I'm not saying that is, prelude to me wanting a bigger staff. I'm not. What I'm saying is, in terms of how do I reconcile it, the studies you were doing say and had the intent of having an appropriate level of staff for this board, this county. They also looked at exact offices. Those studies point to anything, if anything, the fact that our office's staff is a lot less, a lot leaner than both what it's been in the past and what its peer county exec form of government analogous counties are around the country. So, so the point is that I would suggest is at least as relevant a way, a framework in which to look at the appropriateness of the staff level as anything else. But
okay. Mr. Chairman, I didn't find the answer to be particularly responsive to the question about how those closest to you, those inside your office, have been largely exempt from the pain of your budgets because they get off, they've probably disproportionately got offsetting raises to that of county staff overall. Mm-hmm. Further, I would say, I don't know what the study was of your office, but clearly your practice has been that your office is supplemented. I mean, your office may be your office, but technically you control all these other departments. So, mm-hmm. Just as Mr. Fudge, before his most recent raise, was tasked to your office and was with you for months doing special projects but wasn't reflected in your office, just as your chief of staff was previously tucked inside IMSD but was working for you as you clearly have a the ability to use staff well beyond those that are directly assigned to your office. So whatever that analysis was, I'm sure did not take those factors into account. But what we can see more transparently is what is directly in your office, and those expenditures have risen dramatically in your short tenure here. And that's what I was trying to get some response to that, as well as the specific what appears to be preferential treatment for your staff versus countywide staff. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, it's a fair question. I mean, I can just tell you that the way I think about what's the appropriate level of staff and what's the right way to pay them is based on one thing, and that's the best, most functional staff I can have. It's not, parity and fairness is something that matters to me, and the outcome by which I continue to think all of us should be judged, most importantly, is how are we functioning as a decision-making body. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot of things to feel pretty good about in terms of services that we provide to the community we serve. Our fiscal sustainability is, I think, pretty a lot better place than it was a couple of years ago. I take that seriously. I'm sure, we may always have some disagreements about, particular decisions, but I can just say, the way I think about it is just about getting the best people I can to do the best work we can.
Sure. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, if I may also just respond, Supervisor, the position that Mr. Fudge was in the county executive's office, it is a position that is funded in the county executive's office. He was only there for weeks because of the departure of our former budget director, and then he was moved back. But that is not meant to be secretive if anyone got
right.
The impression that that isn't a position. That's actually a position in the county executive's office that is funded in the 2013 budget.
Okay. Yeah. So I apologize. It was not analogous to the way you were working in IMSD.
Supervisor, the position that the supervisors eliminated that I was formerly in, nothing like that exists any longer.
Mm-hmm. That's good to hear.
Okay, I just had one follow-up to my question. So you said the positions that are getting the raises are filled. How is the director of community relations filled? Who is the director of community relations?
Thomas Harris is currently the director of community relations.
Didn't I read that he's leaving October 23rd for a new job?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
So it's not... So you gave me a technically correct answer, but essentially, if we had had this discussion 8 days from now or 7 days, well, I think his last day is Friday. I think I got an email saying he's having a going away party on Friday. So if we had this discussion next Monday, and I'd asked you if the director of community relations was filled, you would have probably said no.
We hope to fill it as quickly as possible, yes. Supervisor.
Do you expect it to be filled by Monday?
It's possible. We're working on it, Supervisor. Okay.
So we have, and you'll get us the information on the change in that salary range for that position?
Absolutely. And again, I believe it has already been submitted in Legistar per the HR procedure.
Well, maybe one of our people can look that up and get that to us while we continue our discussion if it's already in Legistar. Supervisor Bowen and Stamper and Drew.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, County Executive.
Good morning.
I have a question first about the narrative, so I might direct this to Director Fudge. I'm seeing on page 60, it has the total executive branch staff number. Explain to me what these numbers mean. Are we talking about positions that answer to the executive or what? I need some info on that.
Chair, Supervisor, if you're looking at the 2014 column, the number 9, that includes the 8 staff that work for the county executive and the county executive himself. So there are 9 funded positions.
I want you to move a little bit higher to activity. Under activity, what do we do, activity data? Total executive branch staff, what does this number
okay.
mean? It's like 3,256 in 2014. 2013 was 3,395.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, that represents the number of staff that work in executive branch departments.
Whole branch.
Okay. Executive branch departments. Got you. And thank you. Thank you for the information. And then also, I'd like to get information on the scope of security that you're looking for. So an example would be the last county executive, Scott Walker, had his own vehicle, either a Lincoln Town Car or some SUV. The sheriff has actual metal detectors and electronics and for his security, and he goes around with an entourage of about 20 people or something like that. Are you looking for armed guards? Are you looking for escorts? I'm trying to understand how much security you're looking for in this $400,000 request. Sure.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, yeah, no, it's a good question. And as I said before, I'm not an expert in personal security, but broadly, as little as necessary, as much as we need. I mean, you know, in the eyes of people who know more about it than I do, and again, if we can do it, I mean, as cheaply as possible. You know, I don't like, as I said before, the idea of, you know, folks falling. I don't like the entourage idea. I'm comfortable driving myself.
Gotcha. And the numbers that you have are from the city of Milwaukee and the mayor's department and his security detail.
Right, the way they do it.
City Hall is not a secured facility like the courthouse. Is it safe to say that you need security inside the courthouse as well?
I'm hoping not. I mean, I think as one of the other supervisors alluded to, at one point, you know, we have that reception area and there's a little area around the corner. My understanding, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is at one point that that's where there were security. You know, I agree. I don't think that's necessary when we have, you know, the checkpoints. And again, you know, nothing I envision. I mean, I that's not something I would like to have.
Gotcha. And thank you for that information. I think some people want to put us in the corner that this is our opportunity to get back at you, quote unquote. And I don't
fair
see
questions.
It as that. I see your request is a very serious request. And even to my colleague Supervisor Jersic that has received requests in the past, and you even had media sources trying to diminish the seriousness of the threat. I don't think this is something that should be toyed with, and I'll take your requests seriously, but also responsibly, and how much security will actually be needed.
Thank you,
Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Stanford.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I respect and understand the position of the county executive, and I can appreciate your time when you're available. So in the spirit of working together and improving communication, what is Dr. Riza Colton's position? What are her rules and responsibilities? And does she represent the position of the county executive?
Well, there's a couple of questions. I think, you know, functionally, the role and the way we created a couple of years ago was to be the primary liaison between our office and the supervisors for communicating, you know, things that we're working on. And to your question, yeah, what's behind, you know, policy or any kind of decisions we make, any proposals we make that come to you to convey your questions to us on top of, you know, whatever communication we have. I'm not sure if that's what you're getting at.
No, I just would like to know what is her responsibilities, and does she represent your position when she's at the board meetings and when we want to hear from the county executive on an issue?
Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely free to, you know, say, and that, you know, if you have questions about where's the county executive, she can completely represent where I am. You know, I think a lot of, I also think, you know, depending on what the specific question is, you know, Director Fudge or various department heads, you know, there's very few times when, almost in fact maybe no times when we're suggesting something that we haven't arrived at with the input of the relevant department and quite often at their suggestion. I guess I'm not entirely clear what it is here.
I guess that's the answer. It's real, real simple.
Yeah.
She represents you. And what's her title?
Legislative Affairs Director.
Affairs Director.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm.
Supervisor Jersic and then Johnson.
Just one follow-up. I see that we have a new Community Relations Director coming on. And it was always in past administrations an understood courtesy that when the county executive was going to go into a supervisory district for public type hearings, that a courtesy would be extended of communications to the supervisor that's elected from that district. And, you know, I understand you're new to elected office and perhaps don't always perhaps understand those courtesies, but I think with a new start and a new community relations director, I'd like to reestablish that courtesy from your office. We, too, are elected by our districts, and I think it's a courtesy, whether we choose to even attend an event, at least to know about it and to be available for our constituents when you come into supervisory districts. So I'm going to ask that you please reestablish that courtesy for supervisory districts mm-hmm. when you come out into the community. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Kreiders. Yeah, that's
Johnson.
Reasonable.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Marine, you indicated that Mr. Fudge, when he was attached to the county executive's office, was in a budgetary role. What position was he in?
He was in the strategic planning director position mm-hmm. prior to being put back in the DAS.
Before the day is up, could I have a, before we leave today, could I have a job description for that particular position?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share that with you, Supervisor.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
While we have you here, County Executive, I had a question about the Government Affairs Department. I didn't know if you would still be here when we got to that. In our current configuration, we had two people. We had a director, and I think the title may have been assistant director, and, you know, feel free to jump in if I'm wrong. And you're recreating this with two different people, that's per the statute, mm-hmm. one that reports to the board, one that reports to you. Do you know if the salary structures have changed for those people?
Well, Mr.
Maybe
Chair.
Maybe you don't, but maybe someone, I mean, I'm not trying to put sure. you on the spot.
No, that's right.
I believe they're budgeted flat, those positions, but they are currently undergoing a JEQ mm-hmm. In the HR department.
So you would expect that, so those positions, the position that came in to replace the assistant, I don't know how you allocated those, then that position, that second position would be at the same salary level as the assistant.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisors, the two positions in 2014 are budgeted with equal salaries of about $98,000.
And what are they budgeted at this year?
I believe in 2013 the director was at around $95,000, and the assistant director of intergovernmental relations was at about 75 to 80, I believe.
Maybe you can explain this to me, because okay, so let's just take 95 and 75 because it's easy to add together. So that's $170,000 for the two positions, mm-hmm. and now you're saying they're both coming in at 98. Which is 196, right? Right. I mean, is that in budget math? Is that considered flat? I mean, I just don't understand.
I don't want to speak for Ms. Marine, but I'm guessing what she meant is that they're budgeted equally, so flat. The two are the same. I'll let her answer that.
Okay.
That is what I intended. I'm sorry if that was confusing, okay. Supervisor.
Okay. Any other questions of the county executive on his budget? Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Change the subject a little bit regarding the mental health proposal. County executive, where do you stand on that? Do you support the mental health takeover by the state? And do you?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, my understanding is the discussion here is about our office budget, but, you know, broadly for mental health, what I support is better outcomes for patients and getting there as fast as we can.
Okay. All right, I'll stick to the budget. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any further? If not, thank you very much for your time. I don't know if you're able to stick around and listen to the other departments, mm-hmm. but you're more than welcome. The next